great to see you here this morning for our homecoming. We've got a lot of visitors. We're glad that all of you are here and look forward to getting to know some of you better. I'll remind you, there's food downstairs, and they tell me there's plenty, so we hope that all of you will be able to stay and visit with us and share a meal. And it's just good to be in the Lord's house. You know, I think, is this 140 years?
Something like that.
Something like 140 years for this church.
Wow.
That's a bunch. Because there's a lot of churches that 5 years and they're gone. And some in 25 years they're gone. So 140 years as a church here on this spot is a marvelous testimony. And we're so glad that you've joined us. It's good. Let me pray. Lord, it's good to be in your house. Thank you for each person that's gathered here. Thank you for each person that is visiting. And whether, Father, they're listening out in the parking lot or whether they're listening later on the webcast or maybe a few are able to listen at home, we just thank you for your presence. And now, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will be a guide and a leader and an anointer of the service, that which is prayed, that which is sung, upon Brother Terry as he preaches. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit just do a special work here today. You know each of our hearts. Lord, I do want to thank you for allowing the gospel to be preached on this spot for 140 years. And I pray, Father, that it might be a lighthouse for years to come until Jesus comes. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us eternal life through our Savior, Jesus. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to homecoming. Boy, it's good to see you. Good to see you. Even you, Heath. How are you, brother? It's good to see you. It's good to see everybody this morning. We're going to sing a hymn next. We're going to sing a hymn next, and we always have a hymn sing every Sunday morning. Well, this song we're about to sing now talks about the greatest homecoming of all, when we all get to heaven. But we'll enjoy the day's homecoming just as well right now, I'm telling you. Let's do it. 5:14. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 14. You don't need to get a book. Just stand up if you would, please. Let's sing together. By the way, let me also welcome our organist over here. She's been away how many weeks? How many? 3 months, Brenda? 4 months. It seemed like a year to me. And Brenda's back over there today. Now she's got her boot on, so she can't play the pedals, right, Brenda? Now I don't know what that means, except it's going to sound good anyway. It will. When we all get to heaven, amen. Let's do it. Sing it like you mean it, okay?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing! Sing that will be when we all
Around and say welcome to somebody this morning, if you would, please. I have some announcements for you this morning. By the way, I want to thank Kathy for her continued good work on the bulletin, as she started the bulletins back again. You know, COVID, we all had to come back gradually to all the things we got used to having and all the things we had. Now we were coming back gradually. The choir is one of them. Our choir is not at full steam yet, but boy, the ones that are here are full steam. So that's what I like about it. And we're all getting back into this thing again and getting where we can do it again. But this morning I will go over a few announcements. Of course, today is homecoming, and we welcome Reverend Terry Barris, our former pastor here, and his family today. By the way, if you're part of the Terry Barris family, would you just stand this morning? Would you do that for me? Because that's a bunch of you. Terry, you brought them with you. Thank you. I would call most of your names, and I'd get one of them wrong, and I'd feel real bad. So, because I see some grandchildren there that I don't believe I've ever had the pleasure. Well, I did. I met them a while ago. But to remember all the names would be difficult. But welcome. Good to have you with us today. Well, and again, the pastor's already said, after the service today, we will have a meal downstairs. So everyone's invited. Everyone. So please come down and be with us today. We'll do that. All right, now to Wednesday night. Well, remember y'all, Wednesday night, we've started our Wednesday night services, Bible study again. Pastor Ed's doing a wonderful job there. All we need is more of you, right, Pastor Ed? And y'all come and be with us, and let's do that. And then next Sunday night, choir practice. And those of you that hadn't come to choir practice yet, it's time you did, right?
Amen.
That's simple enough. We need you. Come and be with us. We would love to have you there. Okay. All right, we'll continue on with our services, and thank you, Terry. I'm so glad I called you and let you know about our services. Our Sunday school is at 9, and our worship is at 10, and if I hadn't called him, he'd just be on the way. But we want to welcome everybody here today. Let's remember and thank our new deacons that are on board with us now. That we have our new deacons, and Gary Hamilton and Grant Hartzell. You be sure you say welcome and thank you for the job. And then while you're doing that, remember to thank McCord and David Talley for the service that the last 3 years that they have done as well. All right. That's all the announcements I have at this particular time. Have I missed anything at all? All right. Let's go to our prayer request. We believe in prayer here at Barber's Grove. We believe that prayer changes things, and we believe in take time. We take time every Sunday for prayer and prayer requests. I have a few that's already been given to me, and the Nicole Johnson family, that's Robert High's niece. She passed away, so we need to keep that family in our prayers. Brenda Page. Now, you may not know Brenda Page, but Brenda's is a waitress down in Tammy's Grill, and she's a dear friend of mine. I've grown to know her. The main reason I got to know her is because I eat down there a lot, and we got to know each other very, very well, and she's a wonderful person. But she's had a stroke and a brain aneurysm, and so let's keep her in prayer. She's got a lot of work ahead of her, rehab and speech therapy, all the things that she's got ahead of her. Let's remember her. We also will remember and pray for the Charlie Lunsford family. Charlie passed away, and the family is grieving, and let's keep that family in our prayer. Now, do we have others today that we need to lift up? Let's continue to remember Brenda over there on that organ, as she is still convalescing, and she's still getting better each and every week. But we need to keep praying for her. I think that Ricky, how's mom doing this morning?
She starts she medicine probably next week or the next one. And it's going to bring her immune system down some. So the doctors told her to stay out of crowds for a while until she gets used to it.
Yeah.
So it's right there, thank God.
Right. Right. And we still have Miss Pamela. You still got those crutches. And how are you doing, dear?
Improve it all the time.
Amen. I love that. I love that. Just remember Pam. Just remember. All right. Are there others?
Yeah. Remember Rodney Curry?
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
I think it's called Braxton Gilman syndrome. He can't walk. He's on a walker. He's going to have, they said, up to a year of rehabilitation. He's a young man, too.
Okay. Let's continue to remember Miss Nail. Miss Nail is still homebound and doing okay. Go ahead, Lionel.
Sheila Adams.
Yes, you, Sheila Adams' family. It seems like I'm forgetting someone. That's the one I've forgotten. Thank you so much. I knew it was someone. Yes, Charles. That's the other one, too. I'm sorry. I know, but I mean, I know she's having problems. Your back. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Then let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us, this special time, Lord, that we come together in fellowship and remembering homecoming. And Lord, it is so good to see old friends. It's good to see our visitors here today. We welcome them here. And Lord, they are indeed our special guests. And Lord, we thank you for them being here today. We pray a blessing upon them. We thank you, Lord, for our service today. We lift up Brother Terry as he's come to speak to us today. We pray for him. We pray for him, Lord, as he will be led by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we'll listen to these words that he has for us today and apply them to our hearts and to our lives. And then, Lord, I want to ask a special blessing upon the music today. We on our choir, Lord, as we sing an old song that we've not sung in a long, long time. But Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us as we go forward today, that we may lift the words up. And as, Lord, these words that we are singing today are not just words, they're the gospel. They're the gospel. They're the good news. And Lord, we pray for them today. Then, Lord, we want to be specific as we go to our needs, as we've been asked to remember the day. And I know, Lord, that you expect us to be specific with our request. And I want to pray for the Nicole Johnson family. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for Brenda Page this morning as she is convalescing. Charlie Lunsford family as they've lost their loved one. Shirley Edwards, we pray for Shirley, Lord, as she continues to get better with the blood condition she has, Lord. We pray for Pamela. We pray for her, Lord, as she is getting better, Lord, all the time, she says. But we know, Lord, that she still has some work to do before she is completely made whole. We pray for her. Our Rodney area, our fire chief, we lift up him and pray for him today. We pray for Sheila Adams and the Sheila Adams family today, Lord. Vicki Brown, who had the stroke, Lord, we pray for her. We pray for Charles as he's back from the hospital, Lord, but we know Charles has got more work to do before he is made whole as well. And then, Lord, we pray for Eva Ann, and we lift her up to you today, Lord, and with her back and about problems that she is experiencing. We pray for her. Now we ask now, Lord, your blessings upon us as we go forward in this service today. And, Lord, with these blessings we ask, we are so thankful for them every day that you give us. And, Lord, we pray this prayer in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We're going to do that old song I was praying about a while ago. And this song so old, some of these people have never sung it before. And that makes me really feel old. But the name of the song is called My House is Full. And I can't tell you how many times people say, well, are you going to sing My House is Full ever again?
And but it's music is not quite the easiest music in the world, is it, Brenda? And so it's something that you have to work on. But I believe the Lord's going to bless us in this effort today. Hope you enjoy us as we sing My House is Full.
Look out through the window.
aren't they? Really are. All right, children, you are dismissed for Children's Church. A little traveling music up there. As the choir sang, and we were blessed by their music, that you could think of a time or two or more during this past week when you did work in the Lord's field. It may have been a word of encouragement, may have been a word of witness, may have just been sharing the love of Jesus with somebody, but I pray that all of us will be looking with uplifted eyes to the harvest that God has for us. Now, it's good to have Brother Terry to come and speak for us for homecoming. I'm not going to try to introduce him. Y'all know him better than I do. In fact, you know, I thought about I could get Leonard up here and they could talk about which one could sing best. Or I could get Tony up here and they could talk about which one catches the most fish and the biggest fish. Or just what do they do when they say they've gone fishing? But Brother Terry, we're so glad that you could come and you just come share what the Lord's laid upon your heart for us.
Bless you, Brother Jesse.
Bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, what a joy it is to be back with you folks this morning. It's felt like coming home. And it's good to see each one of you, even Jeff Keplinger. Now, let me go ahead and tell you today, I know we're going to eat, so I'm not going to be any longer than I have to, because I like to eat. You can tell that I hadn't missed any meals. I seen the best. I fished the best, too. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. When we go down, Ann, did you bring that cherry pound cake today? Well, thank God, because no won't anybody get Jeff's piece. I remember the time whenever he did, somebody moved, he went ahead and cut him a piece of that cake, and somebody moved it. I'm not going to tell you who, but he got right ugly. And I asked him, did he mean what he said? He said, yeah, but I said it reverently. Let me say, it is a joy to be with you. Let me ask you something this morning. I'm going to sing a song. I asked Leonard if it would be okay, and he said, sure. But let me ask you something this morning. Have you ever known God to break a promise? And you never will. Well, this is a song probably I sung when I was here as your pastor. But it's a wonderful song. So I want to sing for you. It says, God kept his promise. God spoke to Abraham. Your wife Sarah are going to have a child. Abraham responded, we're old, how can this be? And God said, I promise you and Sarah. first day of the week came Mary bearing spices, his body to keep. When she arrived at the tomb, two men in white were there to say that God kept his promise and Jesus is alive today. And God kept his promise, he honored his word. The tomb is empty and Jesus is Lord. Having a little bit of throat issues, but nevertheless, I want to do what God will let me do, and I'm going to do what God lets me to do. Again, let me say it is wonderful, great, a joy to be with you this morning back here at Barbie's Grove, and I'm going to invite you to turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 78. I'm going to use one verse of scripture, but now I want to encourage you in this chapter. When you go home, read this whole chapter. There's a lot of verses, several verses that is in this chapter, so time won't permit that we read them all, but I'm going to just read one. But before I read this, let me ask you something this morning. Have you ever found yourself limiting God from you receiving the blessings that he wants to bless you with? I believe we could all say that. I believe we could all answer yes, that sometimes we have limited God in him pouring out the blessings that he wants to give us. Look at verse 41. Psalm chapter 78 and verse 41. Yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Now, again, let me encourage you to read this whole chapter, because you're going to find that this chapter deals with God's kindness to a rebellious Israel. Now, you can find throughout the scripture time and time again how God blessed Israel over and over and over again. But how many times did they rebel? How many times did they go back on God? Well, you'll find in this chapter, again, I encourage you, read the whole chapter, and you'll see even though that they continually rebelled, God still wanted to pour out his blessings on them, but he was unable to bless them because they kept going back on God. They limited God, the Holy One of Israel, it says there, in verse 41. Now, what's the psalmist actually telling us here this morning? Whenever you read this one verse of scripture, what's he actually saying? He's saying that God wanted to do so much more for Israel, but the choices, now here's the key point that I want you to understand. The choices that they made in their life, we all make choices, don't we? Every day that we live, we got choices that we must make. God couldn't bless Israel like he wanted to because the choices that they made in their life, it limited the Lord from doing more for them and doing all that he could for them. The children are actually, if you want to look at it like this, the children of Israel at that time were sort of like the children of today. Now, what I mean by that is this, sometimes children will shock you at the decisions they make, won't they? Let me give you an example. There was a little girl, 7 years old, as a matter of fact. She came home from school one day, and she was honest. She was open with what she told her parents. And here's what she said. He said, "I just want you to know that today, Johnny kissed me after class." 7 years old now. Well, her mother was outraged. And here's what she said. She said, "How did that happen, young lady?" Little girl responded to her mother by saying this, "Well, Mom, it wasn't easy. But three girls helped me chase him down." The choices that we make. Now think back about this week. What kind of choice did you make in following Jesus? What kind of choice did you make in letting, I was able to hear the Sunday school lesson. What kind of choices did you make this week of living where others could see Jesus in your life or not? The choices that we make will sometimes, if we don't make the right choices, will limit God from blessing us like he wants to. I don't know about you, but I want all the blessings God can give me. I believe we'd all agree with that this morning, that we want God's blessings upon our life. And sometimes we might say, "Well, I don't feel like I'm receiving the blessings that I deserve." Let me tell you something. I don't deserve anything. I get them because God loves me. I receive those blessings because I've made the right choice to follow him and go throughout this life letting him be the leader in my life, letting him be first place in my life. Well, I want us to look. God desired to bless Israel, but the scripture simply tells us they limited God from receiving those blessings that he wanted to bless them with. I want us to look at a couple of ways this morning that we limit God from blessing us. First thing I want you to think about, that one way that we can limit God from blessing us is that we have that lack of prayer. Lack of prayer. Think about this. Now, I know that there's probably some today that would even say this. They would come out and say, "Preacher, listen, I pray. I seek God all the time. I ask him all the time for things. And I don't never seem to be able to get them." Well, let me say this, folks. When we talk about prayer, when we talk about when we read in James chapter 4 and verse 2, it tells us that ye have not because ye ask not. Well, some people say, "Well, I ask and I don't receive." Well, let's stop and think for a moment. When you're asking God for something, it comes with instructions. We have to follow some instructions if we're going to receive the blessings from God. Well, sometimes, though, when we read instructions, they become confusing. Directions, if you will, on products that we buy. Sometimes they become confusing and sometimes they're actually ridiculous. Let me give you some examples that I've run across. Sometimes the instructions that we read, that, you know, those labeled instructions that we find on products. Let me give you some that I ran across. Some of them are very ridiculous. Some of these are like this. On the bottle top of a flavored milk drink, you'll find this instruction. After opening, keep upright. Well, duh. Let me give you a few more. In some countries, on the bottom of a Coke bottle, you'll find this instruction: open other end. There was one time that Sears came out with a hair dryer, and it had these instructions on it. It says, do not use while sleeping. There was a string of Christmas light made in China, and it simply says this: for indoor or outdoor use only. There's a Swedish chainsaw, and it had this instruction on that chainsaw: do not attempt to stop chain with hand. At one time, they had these costumes that children would, you know, you'd buy your children. On a Superman's costume, it would say something like this: wearing of this garment does not enable you to fly. There was an iron that was made, and it was called a Rowena, whatever how you pronounce it. And it had this instruction on it, folks: do not attempt to iron clothes on body. The one I like is the best, is this. There was a particular night sleep aid, medicine that you take, you know, to help you sleep at night. And it would say this: warning, may cause drowsiness. Well, duh. Instructions sometimes can be confusing to us. You ever bought this stuff for your children when they were growing up, you know, and it, you know, it was something you had to put together. And you'd get those instructions and you'd cast them to the side and you have this thought: I don't need instructions. I know what I'm doing. Well, let me just get back to the scriptural part then. You ever just prayed to God without even realizing what you were praying? If we pray to God, there's some instructions that we got to follow if we expect to receive his blessings. And he gives those blessings to us. The Lord just simply said there in verse in James, remember what it said? Ye have not because ye ask not. It comes with instructions. Now, what are those instructions that you're talking about this morning? Well, simply this: there are two kinds of prayers. When we pray the right kind of prayers, God answers, doesn't he? But when we pray the wrong kind of prayers, we don't hear anything from the Lord, will we? Well, God knew this would be a problem with a lot of folks. And he gave us the lives of two men that we find in the scripture. Remember the account of the publican and the Pharisee? How they both went to the same place to worship. They both was there, and you know, and they went for the purpose of worshiping. But one prayed the right kind of prayer, while one prayed the wrong kind of prayer. Let me give you an example. Now what we're talking about here this morning is that sometimes we limit God because of our lack of prayer. We limit God's blessings because we don't pray in the right kind of way. We don't pray the right kind of prayer. Let's recount scripture. Let's think about the Pharisee's prayer. You remember how he prayed? Now, we won't go and read all the scripture this morning, but you remember how the Pharisee prayed. He prayed the wrong kind of prayer. And the scripture makes it clear that when he prayed that prayer, that God did not hear that prayer. Why? Well, when you go over and look at that in the scripture there, you'll find that it tells us there in verse 11 in Luke's gospel, says the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. The Bible just simply is telling us that he was talking to himself. He wasn't really talking to God. He wasn't really addressing the Holy Father, the Holy One of Israel. He was just talking to himself, you know. And listen, folks, if you don't get anything else today, talking to yourself, when you think you might be praying, talking to yourself is not praying. That's not actually offering up prayers to the Holy One of Israel. When you truly pray, you're talking to God. The Pharisee felt that he was better than others were. He said this in those scriptures. He said, I thank God that I'm not as other men are. You see, besides talking to himself, he was very arrogant in his expressions, in his way of speaking. Now, here, think about this. If you don't think that some people are great, you just ask them. They'll tell, and sometimes you don't even have to ask them. They'll just automatically tell you just how great they really are. Well, the Pharisee was a bragger. Not only was he arrogant, he was a bragger. But notice something else in those scriptures when you get time and you read those again about that account of the Pharisee and the publican. He listed his character. He listed those character qualities that he had. Before God, he proudly told the Lord, he said this, or he was thinking he was telling the Lord and thinking that he was praying the right way. He proudly told God that he was an extortioner. He was not unjust in his dealings. He was faithful to his wife. He fasted twice each week. He tithed of all that he possessed. Now let me say this. Those are all good qualities, aren't they? Those are all good qualities for a man to possess and to have within himself. But we are wasting our time when we attempt to tell God how good we really are. You see, God knows how good we are. God also knows how bad we are. You know, it's not just one way, it's both ways. He knows how good we are. You can tell God 10 good things about yourself, and I promise you, the Lord will find 100 things based on each one of those things that are not too good about us. The Pharisee prayed, but he prayed the wrong kind of prayer. Now let's think about the publican and how he prayed. He prayed the right kind of prayer. See, the only thing that the publican was a tax collector. We don't like tax collectors, do we? We're not too fond of tax collectors. If anybody is in here, I need to talk to you and find out how I can be more fond of them. The publican prayed the right kind of prayer. When you read that scripture that's found there, you'll find that he prayed for one thing. He prayed for mercy. He prayed for mercy. Now, again, let me say, none of us are very fond of tax collectors. But you got to admire this one. He went to the same place to worship as the Pharisee went. And the only thing that he cried out for was mercy from God. He knew what he had done. He knew God had seen him down through the years. He knew of every unfair dealing that he had had with anyone. How he had lived his life. But he came brokenhearted before the Lord and said, Lord, here's my prayer. I'm just praying for mercy. Why would you say he would pray for mercy? Well, Simply put, I believe you could say this. He recognized that God doesn't owe us a thing. He doesn't owe us anything. Not one thing. If God never does another thing for us again, now he wants to every day. He wants to bless us every day. But if, let's just think about it like this. If God never does another thing for us again, he's already done more than we deserve. There's a gentleman that is on Fox Business News by the name of Dave Ramsey. When he's speaking, sometimes he has a lot of callers that'll call in, and frequently he's asked this question, "Well, Dave, how are you doing?" And here's his response, "Better than I deserve." Couldn't we all say that today? I'm doing better than I deserve. Yes, I've had my health issues. A lot of people have. A lot of people have had a lot of different things go on in their life. But still, I'm doing better today than I deserve. And it's simply because God wants to bless me. God wants to bless you today, folks, if we'll let him. So why not come before him and pray the right kind of prayer, just as this publican did? Lord, you know what my life is all about. You know how I have lived. You know what has taken place and what I have done throughout my life. Remember, you can't get away from God. You can't hide from God. He knows your life. So we come before the Lord and pray for one thing. Mercy. Mercy. It's essential in our Christian walk and in our Christian life that we pray. But it's essential that we pray the right kind of prayers. Prayer is a privilege that we all have. Something that no one can take away from us. Something that no one can hinder us from. See, we don't have to pray out loud. We can pray it within our hearts. We can pray silently. And it's essential that we do. Christians all over this nation today, they're stripped. They're missing out on the blessings of God. Why? Because it's not that they don't pray. It's because of the way they pray and how they call out to the Lord for his blessings. If we're lacking the blessings of God, folks, it's not God's fault. We might want to blame him. We might want to say, "Well, God, I'm not receiving this. God, I don't have this. I'm not receiving the blessings that I feel like I deserve." If you're not, it's not God's fault. It's because we limit him from working in our life through prayer. God has always worked through prayer. We talked about this morning, and I use that song, "The Promises of God." Folks, I ask you, have you ever known God to break a promise? No, and you never will. But have you? Have you ever broke your promises to the Lord? That may be limiting God from blessing you. You know, we got to look at our hearts. We got to think about. And it could be because we're not praying the right kind of prayer. Don't tell God how good you are like the Pharisee did. Tell God just how, here I am before you, Lord. I want mercy on my life. So we can limit God from blessing us through our lack of prayer. But we can also limit him from blessing us through our lack of faith. One writer put it like this. He said, "It is one thing to ask God for something, and it is an entirely different thing to believe that he will do what we ask him to do." You can ask him all day long, but if you don't believe he's going to do it, you're wasting your breath. You got to have faith, folks. And I think sometimes that limits us. That limits a person from receiving the blessings of God because of our lack of faith. I mean, we spell this when I was here, and I spell it everywhere I go, forsaking all I trust him. Faith. It takes us believing God will do what he said would do. We sung the song, God kept his promises. Abraham no doubt laughed at God. We're old. How's this going to be possible? God said, you just believe in me. Have faith in me. I'll show you that it's possible. When he came out of the grave, folks, everybody thought that was the end. So many, even though his promise, he promised that he would rise again. He promised that on the third day that he would come forth. There were so many probably that heard that they didn't believe that promise that he made. But what happened? Mary came to the tomb. The tomb was empty. God kept his promise. One of the greatest promises that we find in the scripture, and I like these verses. A lot of times we use these verses at a funeral setting. But whenever the Lord said he was going to go away, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go again, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That is one of the greatest promises that we have today. We've got many promises from God. And I believe them all. But just knowing that one day after a while, I'm going to get to go home and be with my Lord. I'm going to get go home and see Earlene. Oh, how I wish she was with me today. I wish she could have been here today with me. She loved every one of you. But I got that promise that one day, after a while, I'm going to be able not only to see her, I'm going to see the Lord, and I'm going to see all my family. I'm going to see all those prophets. I'm going to see everybody that the scripture talks about that's got a home in glory. You know, we talk about praying the right kind of prayer. I'm afraid today there's been people who have come before the Lord and thought, mind you, thought that they were praying the right kind of prayer in order for Christ to come into their heart. But when you look around today at those who profess to be Christians, makes you wonder, doesn't it? Did they ever really, truly, have they ever really been saved? But getting back to this point, if we want God's blessings upon our life, we got to have faith to believe that God is going to bless us every day. You got to seek it. You got to believe it. There's a biblical example about this. It tells us that when Jesus came into his hometown, the town of Nazareth, he had been doing all kinds of miracles and many different wonders in the eyes of the people, and the people saw this. And folks, you can only imagine of just how much he wanted to bless the people from where he was from. But what happened? He wanted to bless them. But the scripture tells us that he could not because of their unbelief. Scripture simply tells us that he came into his own and his own knew him not. One statement that I hope you'll take with you today as you leave. What we think of him, listen carefully. What we think of him determines what we receive from him. Let me break that down. If you serve a little God today, then expect little things. But if you serve a big God today, I serve a big God, don't you? Expect big things. Scripture simply said, they limited the Holy One of Israel. Let me leave you with this thought. If you do not believe God can do it, then don't waste your time asking him. Remember that. Many today have tied the hands of God. They have limited the Holy One of Israel. And they've done it because of these two things: lack of prayer and lack of faith. And if you'll read this whole scripture, this whole chapter, you'll find out there's a couple of other things that helps a person limit God, or causes a person, I should say, to limit God from the blessings upon their life. There can be that lack of maturity in their life. There can be that lack of godliness in their life. Just read this whole chapter. And God still, in his loving kindness, blessed them and wanted to continue to bless them. Now, just ask yourself, am I limiting God from his blessings on my life? Heads bowed, eyes closed. We prepare for a song of invitation. Where are you at with God today? Are you limiting God from blessing you? I'm going to ask the pastor if he will to come. Stand here at the front. If you need to strengthen your prayer life, why not come and ask God, God, give me a stronger prayer life. I want your blessings. I need your blessings. I need them every day, but I'm just not getting them. Are you praying the right kind of prayer? Do you have the right kind of faith? Is your faith strong enough to believe that God will bless you? Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus. May we all search our hearts. God, may we all let you speak within our hearts and say, here's why I'm not blessing you. You're not praying the right kind of prayer. Or you don't believe that I'll do what I said I'd do. Oh, God, have us have the strength to pray in the right way, to seek your blessings, to receive your blessings, and know and believe that God, what you say, you will do. Make our faith even stronger in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Brother Pastor, service is yours.
Didn't say the same thing I did, but then you said amen. So we invite you to come back. We're going to be on prayer Wednesday night for several weeks. As we say, we've got food downstairs. We hope that you'll be able to sit down in the fellowship hall. You'll be able to stay and participate in the meal. And the benediction will also be the blessing of the food. So if when you get down there, if the ladies have it all ready, go ahead and start eating rather than us letting around and then trying to gather a snack together for a moment of prayer. Thank you, Brother Terry, for coming.
Yes, sir. Thank you for
having me. All of the family and for all the other visitors that are here today.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings of life. We do thank you, Father, for not only this life, but the eternal life that's ours. We thank you for that promise that you prepared a place for us. When you're ready, you're going to come and yes. We long for that day.
Yes.
When the trumpet blows, the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. all in the glorious name of His Son and Me. We just thank the Lord for making it possible.
Yes.
Now as we go and prepare around the table, fellowship, share with one another. May this food be blessed our bodies. May we be strengthened for your service.
Yes.
And may Jesus be Lord of all that we do, all that we say, everywhere that we go. In His name we pray. Amen.
Amen.